Hello, it is February 15th, 2024, and today we have the King of Cups reversed. Oh no. This is not good. Someone is having a bad day, maybe, but there are going to be a lot of bad days if someone doesn't get a grip on themselves. We're walking on eggshells around the boss today. The king is clearly unfit for his or her position. The Mesopotamian fish god of the Old Testament and beyond, Dagon, is, no pun intended, a very deep and fascinating dive. I think my favorite detail of this card from the Rider-Waite-Smith deck are the king's feet. We see his 2 feet peeking out from under his long blue garment, and they're green and scaly. But his feet do not appear to be wearing shoes or boots or slippers of any kind. Unless this king is wearing a pair of green socks, his feet seem to be fish feet. Very cool. The other detail I appreciate is the king's throne, obviously made of gray stone, and sits on a square gray stone slab, 4 being a number of stability. The stone throne is floating peacefully on a wavy, restless, even turbulent sea of blues and greens. A small blue fish leaps up out of the tossing water, above the turmoil, and so the king sits calmly on his floating throne, gold cup in hand, and doesn't spill a drop. So in control is he or she of their emotions, which is what the suit of water represents, emotion. There is an ocean of emotion here, but the king is neither shaken nor stirred, as James Bond would say. The sky and his throne is a neutral gray. The king in the upright, master of his own emotions, remains neutral in this chaotic situation. Kings are the masters of their respective elements. The king of water, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, is well in control of his or hers. Were this card in the upright, which is ruled by, who else, Neptune. This person is a father figure in the tarot. The Wild Unknown deck shows the Father of Cups as being a black swan, calmly and smoothly moving along the surface of the water. You wouldn't think he had feet at all, perfectly still above the surface, but his webbed feet moving constantly and efficiently underneath. In the reverse, this one has problems, serious problems. Excuse me, but don't feel sorry for this unstable character. He or she is a grown-ass adult. Somebody may not have had a very romantic Valentine's Day and may have spent it sloshed. In the reverse, the king dumps his cup in himself, falling off his throne and into the drink, or off the wagon and into the drink, we could say. This can bring out a lot of very unpleasant and even dangerous characteristics of the King of Cups. We have a whole list of them. Manipulation, instability, unreliability, even violence and abuse. This person veers wildly between ups and downs, and it's exhausting, if not dangerous, for everyone around them. I don't have time for the King of Cups in the reverse. I'm quite sure, though, if he does have a queen, she'd no doubt be in the reverse, too. There will always be someone who will fall for this self-pitying, self-sabotaging, damaged human who believes they can fix him. But I wouldn't count on it, unless you're a psychiatrist.